This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I like the story Tony Campolo shares about the little boy who was intellectually handicapped. He was a great little kid. Everybody loved him. He got on well with others. And at school, the teacher was preparing the class for a Christmas play. And this little guy, he wanted to take part. But what part could she give him? So she decided to make him the innkeeper. So on the night of the Christmas play, Mary comes and knocks on the door of the inn, and he opens the door and says simply, "No room." And the kid behind him says, that's right," urging him on with the next line. Because Mary, as you know from the Christmas story, was tired from a long journey to Bethlehem. "I'm about to give birth to a child, and if you don't give me a room, the child will be born in the cold, cold night." Well, our little friend stood there, not sure what his next line was in this play, and the kid behind shoved him and whispered, "Tell her, no room, no room." And finally, he turned around and in an exasperated rage said, I know what I'm supposed to say, but look, she can have my room." Do you know that some people are naturally caring and loving, just like this little boy in the story? He couldn't help himself. He wanted to help. And so a question is, are you a person who cares? It seems such an obvious question, doesn't it? But you'd be surprised how often we are not nice to other people. And I'm talking about three words: affection, love, and compassion. They're basic qualities that we admire in other people. It can be tempting to fall into a life of selfishness, to focus on my own goals and desires. But we know that our days will be far more rewarding if you think about what other people are doing and thinking and feeling. Being caring means providing a listening ear and noticing when other people need help or are hurting. Or, you know, these are things. We give awards to people who show remarkable acts of bravery and unselfishness because we just admire and respect them. But you can be too busy trying to further your own needs and thinking about yourself rather than what you can do for another person. It doesn't mean that people always have to like or agree with everything you do or say. And sometimes you have to do what you believe in without trying to pander to others. But if your behavior is selfish and rude or unpleasant, then you really have to start thinking again. Being generous, and I'm not just talking about money, but with your time, that can go a long way to being a more caring person. So if you want to be caring, then you have to give to others, not be selfish with what you have. Many of us have busy schedules. It's important to make the time to donate your things or what you want to do with people. So being giving is, in all the senses of the word, means forget about yourself, and then you'll be on your way to being a more caring person. It was Eugene O'Neill, the playwright, who said, "We are born broken, we live by mending, and the grace of God is the glue." And that's great. I like that. God is the God of love and the God of compassion. And Christians are supposed to be loving and caring people. They express the love of God to others in their everyday attitudes and actions. Walter Levine was a man who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, this terrible bone cancer. And today he dedicates his life to helping others beat this disease. And he said in an article, 99% of everything you do in life is attitude. If you've got a relationship with God and you have the right attitude, you're going to learn to ask the one question in life that covers everything. And the question is, how can I help you? That's a great question, isn't it? We can't say it often enough. How can I help you? Well, Jesus puts it another way. And in John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, these are his words. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So the Bible also says, don't do anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Each of you shouldn't look just for your own interests, but to the interests of others. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. In other words, the Apostle Paul was saying to the church and to us today, be genuinely concerned about others. And of course, things happen when you start to be genuinely concerned about other people. Well, Lord, we know that life can be lonely sometimes, a lonely road. We make our own decisions. We live with the consequences, good or bad. But we need to remember, Lord, that you want us to be caring. So help us to do that really well. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.